When Eddie Q misses his alarm, his backup alarm never fails.
A phone call from Reader.
Hey, where the heck are you?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
And we're finally into a new week. It's been a while since I've had a full weekend to myself. I'm usually doing something, which isn't bad, but it was nice. Got to pretty much sleep in a lot.
Nice.
I unfortunately did not go and have some green beers to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I did wear green yesterday, though.
I did, too.
You know, I went out to do some errands here and there, so I'm sure people saw the green pants that I wore, but I was wearing a jacket over top of my green shirt, but still, you got to celebrate in your own ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I threw on a little bit of green when I was out doing some running around, running some errands, picking groceries, things like that. And same thing. It was kind of a relaxing weekend. I went to the season finale for both the Terriers and Mills Saturday afternoon at the Westland Arena. Terriers fell 4-3 in a shootout on home ice. The Mills ended up claiming the Parks Cup for this season, and now they're playoff bound. They're going to face the Battlefords North Stars in round one.
All right. It sounded like a pretty close game, actually.
It was a very good game.
Awesome to hear what went on throughout the weekend. If you did something, especially for St. Patty's Day, give us a shout at 306-73-3699.
Reader says Scrabble is the greatest game ever.
Disagree? They'll tell you why you're WRONG.
Boom.
Not too long ago, we were briefly mentioning the fact that you were at the final Melville Millionaires and Terriers game.
Yeah, it was the regular season finale for both clubs Saturday afternoon at Westland Arena. Great game. It was back and forth, and it came down to a shootout, and Melville ended up coming out on top 4-3. The regular season now over in the SJHL.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the Terriers didn't qualify for the playoffs, so their season has wrapped up. The Mills, meanwhile, are off to the postseason. They'll be facing the number 4 seed Battlefords North Stars in round one of the playoffs. So that should make for some great hockey. Don't know exactly just when the season is going to be starting, when the playoffs are going to be starting. But it's going to be a lot of fun. As far as the other SJHL matchups, the top seed Flin Flon Bombers will face Kindersley, Melfort will take on Estevan, and Humboldt will battle Weyburn. But great afternoon of hockey, Westland Arena Saturday. Big crowd on hand, which was great to see.
I think a 2 p.m. game, too.
I think the attendance was announced somewhere in that 1,160 range, there. So great to see a nice big crowd out to wrap up the season, and it was just a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, it's the last Highway 10 battle until the 2024-25 season kicks off, so it's pretty sweet to see everybody gathering around. It seemed like it was really fun based on you did post a bunch of photos on our social media pages, and it looked like a tight game. I mean, the fact that they had to go into a shootout for everything.
Yeah, overtime solved nothing. It was a really good back and forth game. It was rough and tumble, and a lot of fun, and nice to see, you know, Melville crowds made the trip here, and I wasn't at the game Friday night, but I'm sure there were a lot of Yorkton fans that made the trip the other way to CN Community Center to cheer on the Terriers, but ultimately as well, the Mills came out on top winning the season series, so they claimed the Parks Cup as well.
Absolutely. So best of luck to the Melville Millionaires as you guys head off to the playoffs.
If you see Fox FM's Eddie Q lying down on the ground, don't worry. He's trying to fit in an app.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
If there's something that truly is in my nightmares, I found an article about a tennis match in California that was delayed for 2 hours because a swarm of bees were there.
Yes, I saw some video from that. It was actually Thursday down in California at the BNP Paribas Open, commonly referred to as Indian Wells. There was a swarm of bees that descended upon the court. It was a quarterfinal matchup between Carlos Alcaraz and Alexander Zverev, and suddenly, yes, the place was buzzing, and not in a good way.
No, they were swarming a bunch of stuff, mostly the cameras, but some of the players, umpires? Yeah. And also some audience members were getting attacked and even stung by some of the bees. A beekeeper did eventually come and help, I guess, migrate them somewhere else?
Yeah, you use kind of a, I think, a vacuum thing to just...
Yeah, like a bee vacuum.
Humanely suck them up off out of everywhere and then, I guess, release them into the wild somewhere else?
Somewhere safe. I don't know how beekeeping works. I know there's a few bee farms around here, so some people might be able to explain it better. But
oh, yeah. I think one thing that was a bad idea, though, Carlos Alcaraz, not a fan of bees, but he started swatting at them.
Oh!
And that's like the worst thing to do. Don't rile them up.
No, especially when there's like hundreds or even thousands of them.
Yeah.
You attack one and they're like, oh, he's hitting our buddy? All right, let's attack him at full force. All I can think about during that bee invasion is the Nick Cage scene.
What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Reader wants to know why Colonel Corn isn't called Corn Off the Cob.
Good question.
Fox FM.
One of the really cool things around here is whenever the Northern Lights happen, we have so many people taking fantastic photos and sharing them with us. And it turns out this area is one of the best areas in the country to see the Northern Lights.
It's a great thing about having our big, wide open prairie skies. It gives us a lot of fantastic opportunities to see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, according to Ace Odds, a betting website, they just revealed the top cities in Canada where people will have the greatest chance of seeing the Northern Lights in 2024. So coming in first place, which does make sense, Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories is the top spot, followed by Cold Lake and Fort McMurray in Alberta, Whitehorse, Thompson, Manitoba, but Yorkton ties in number four.
Yes, along with Thompson, Manitoba and Kenora, Ontario. So Yorkton, we are situated very high on the list. And then right behind Yorkton, actually, Estevan and Prince Albert.
They tie in for number five of the best Canadian cities to see the Northern Lights. Really, really cool to think about the fact that around here, this area is one of the best to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, basically this poll analyzed the info when it comes to things like the amount of light pollution, the average hours of clear skies in a given destination, as well as distance to the North Pole from each location. And that was how they were able to rank what Canadian cities will likely give everybody the best chance to see the Northern Lights in full glory.
Yeah, we got a score of 71 out of 100. Mm-hmm. So when you see those Northern Lights forecasts of when it's coming during the week or something like that, look outside because there's a very good chance that you'll be able to see it and then share the photos with us.
Eddie used to live in Whitehorse. Reader once rode a Whitehorse.
This team was meant to be.
Fox FM.
I want to give a shout out to Boston Pizza. They're going to be bringing us some lunch this Friday.
That's right. They'll be taking care of our staff lunch. We always have our dinner meeting every Friday. And yeah, looking forward to seeing what BP sends us this week.
Oh, yeah. They the last time that they made us some really unique pizzas, they were fantastic.
Yeah.
So they can cover for you for any of your staff lunch needs, for any of your catering needs as well. Also, you can go in on Fridays. They have their Fishbowl Fridays.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's a great time on Fishbowl Fridays.
So. Oh, yes. It's never a dull moment.
Speaking from experience. Anyways, if you want to learn more, go to foxfmonline.ca and on the app and hit the Food for Work tab. Jack and Kelly Osbourne ended up revealing who they think should play their parents in the upcoming, well, TBD, Osbourne biopic.
Yeah, apparently there's been talk going back to about 2020 that they would be doing a potential Osbourne's biopic, but there hasn't been a whole lot come since of it. But they were speaking on their podcast, because of course there's an Osbourne's podcast.
Of course.
And Jack and Kelly and their mom and dad, Ozzy and Sharon, they were chatting, and Jack said he asked them who they would want to play them. And Kelly said she'd like to see Florence Pugh play Sharon.
I think I can see this, you know?
Yeah.
And then also asking who would play Ozzy? Bill Hader?
That's who Jack said he'd like to see, Bill Hader.
Well, the thing is, Bill Hader can play just about anybody. Like, he's really good at being somebody different.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's easy to cast somebody just because they look like somebody.
Oh, yeah.
But can they play that person?
That's the thing. Playing right? Ozzy and Sharon at the... That's going to take some work. But the thing is, yeah, we haven't really heard much about this upcoming biopic. They did say that it is in development and that movies take forever to make. That's basically what they said.
Yes, Ozzy was talking on the podcast. He said, by the time we finish this film, I'll be dead.
Reader dreams of being a badass like Bruce Lee.
But really, he's more of a jackass. Fox FM.
It's always funny when, like, cryptocurrency does something funky. I remember back a while ago, Dogecoin ended up having, like, a whole NASCAR team. Now, a different cryptocurrency wants to make an ad on the Vegas Sphere.
Yes, apparently Dog with Hat has purchased some time on the Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah, they ended up raising almost $700,000, which apparently gives you about a week's worth of ad on the Las Vegas Sphere, which that's a lot of money for an ad space. Holy.
It is, for sure. Now, of course, last week, Sphere didn't want to comment just on the exact pricing or when the Dog with Hat logo might take over the exterior of the Sphere.
Yeah, but it's just funny because it's just another cryptocurrency, but the photo is just a Shiba Inu with a crocheted hat. And imagine just seeing that on the Vegas Sphere for a week.
It's a dog with a hat.
That's the name of the coin. And funny enough, of course, the price of the cryptocurrency did shoot up after this whole thing. One coin is now valued at $3.
Okay.
Which is, you know, not too bad. A little far off from Bitcoin being about $60,000-something.
Yeah.
But still, imagine seeing this on the Vegas Sphere when you make a trip down south. That'd be funny.
Eddie may have had food poisoning more times in 1 year than Reader's had in his whole life.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a reminder about the Fox FM Top 30 Hits every Saturday at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. in Manitoba. I'll be counting down the 30 hottest songs of the week to see who's at number one.
Yes, who will top the chart this week?
Yeah, last week we had, or I guess just a few days ago, we had Houdini by Dua Lipa at number one. There is a shuffle in top three this week, so we're going to see if that has changed. Also, Preston Pablo's newest song, Dance Alone, will be making a debut. This Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of Usher's album with Yeah as lead song. So we're going to be playing that as our flashback track. And just a lot of artist talk. Again, lots of new music and albums have been coming out recently. So I'll be updating everybody about what's coming out, what has been out, etc. Again, Saturdays, 6 p.m. Tune in, stream us at foxfmonline.ca.
Reader's solution to an awkward moment at a birthday party? Just move slowly towards the cake.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I wanted to give you a heads up on a few events that are upcoming this week, all from our events calendar.
Yes, maybe you're looking to further your education or looking to open up new employment opportunities for yourself. Suncrest College is hosting an open house at the Trades and Technology Center coming up this Thursday, March 21st from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. They'll have free on-the-spot admissions along with tours, demos, and opportunities for meeting with an advisor and networking as well.
Yeah, we're actually going to have somebody coming in from the college tomorrow. So tomorrow at 8:10, 9:10 Manitoba time, make sure to be listening. On top of that, another thing that's going on Friday, Ebenezer Fire Department's hosting a comedy fundraiser.
Yes, indeed. They're looking to raise money because they lost a tanker truck in a fire and they're looking to purchase a new tanker truck. And this is a great opportunity to come out, enjoy a great night of food and great comedy and support support their efforts to purchase a new tanker truck.
Absolutely. Doors open at 5:30, $55 per ticket, which also includes supper supplied by Joe Beavers. There's silent auctions. And the cool part is as well, there are rides from Yorkton to Ebenezer and back between 5 to 11:30 p.m.
Yes, indeed. As far as the comedians go, there's going to be the opener, Lachlan McWilliams, followed by headliner Joel Jeffrey. And if you're looking for tickets, you can contact a member of the Ebenezer Fire Department, or you can also visit the Ebenezer Fire Facebook page, and you can also stop by R. Miller's Plumbing and Heating between 8 and 5 and pick up tickets for the event there as well.
Yeah, if you want to learn more, go to the events page at foxfmonline.ca or on the app. There you'll find tons of different events going on in our community, and if you have an event going on in your community that you want people to know about, go and submit it. Again, all at foxfmonline.ca and on the app.
When it comes to auto repairs, Eddie's mechanically inclined. Reader?
Not so much. He prefers to leave it to the professionals. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q on More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. Just want to give you a heads up. You've been hearing about it. Coming March 24th, we'll start the Harvard Media and Fox FM's Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages auction. Starts March 21st, runs until the 28th. These are going to be items for home renovation, vehicles and garages, gardening, and landscaping, as tomorrow does mark the first day of spring. So this will be a great way to prep yourself for the upcoming season. Again, it starts March 21st, so you can get yourself registered in advance at harvardmediaauctions.com or just click on the banner on our website, foxfmonline.ca.
When it comes to exercise,
Eddie lifts the weights, Reader goes running.
It's all about balance.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.